This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're going to war. War, baby. Welcome to the War Room, because there's a lot to talk about today. We are in a war. We're in a war for the future of the United States of America like never before seen. The commies are out of the closet. As I like to say, Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. They're all there. They're littering the government, littering politics, littering the teaching profession, littering the legal profession, littering the Congress, littering the judiciary. All the judges are communists, socialists, Marxists, scum. It's terrible. Just awful. So my latest commentary comes out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the United States, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. And here it is. The sad and tragic saga of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the headline. But it's all about socialism. This week brings another teachable moment in the sad and tragic saga of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC. The list of things she said of late that are ignorant and idiotic are so long I've lost count. But she saved the all-time best for this past Monday. She compared Trump's wall to the Berlin Wall. "I think it's a moral abomination," she said. "I think it's like the Berlin Wall." Let me explain the gigantic difference between the two walls to AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. First, it's not Trump's wall. It belongs to the American people. It belongs to anyone who wants their children safe at night. Anyone who wants a country free from third world disease. Anyone who wants safety from terrorism. It belongs to anyone born in America who thinks we should take care of Americans first before we add to our $22 trillion debt. It belongs to anyone, this wall, who could see we're being invaded by drugs and felons and sex traffickers. So it is, in fact, America's wall, not Trump's wall, Alexandria. Secondly, and here's the really big difference, Alex baby, the Berlin Wall was built to keep people in as slaves and serfs and prisoners of a despotic regime built around communism and socialism. Socialism is so bad that people are willing to die to get out. Walls must be built to keep them in against their will. Meanwhile, America's wall is built to keep people out. Socialism, they want to get out, and walls are built to keep them in. In America, no one wants out. Everyone wants in, and we build walls to keep bad people out. Capitalism is so great, people the world over are willing to die to get in. That's a really big difference. As wide as the Grand Canyon. Can you imagine a United States congressperson who doesn't recognize or understand that difference? And you can imagine knowing that socialism is so bad, people are willing to die to get away from it, and yet wanting socialism for America. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wants socialism. She's proud to call herself a socialist. She says it out loud. Socialism is so bad and evil and demoralizing that people living in a socialist system must be kept as prisoners. AOC talks about walls and socialism, and she doesn't even understand the irony. You need a wall to keep people in a socialist country. They want to run away. She's desperate to turn America into East Germany or Cuba or Venezuela, where people are starving to death. Supermarket shelves are empty. There is no toilet paper. Venezuelans plan their bathroom stops before taking a shower. Get it? No toilet paper. The average Venezuelan has lost almost 30 pounds under a socialist regime. Desperate people are invading zoos to eat the animals. These are the joys of socialism. No walls are needed in Venezuela to keep people out. Everyone wants to escape. No one wants to enter. That's what socialism does to a country and to a people. But in America, walls were only needed to keep people out. If you left the borders open, 1 billion people would come. Why? Capitalism, economic freedom, the American dream. That's the real irony. They all want in because of capitalism. And this moron wants to kill capitalism. Why do you think 1 billion people want to come here? No, America isn't perfect, nor is capitalism. But it's better than any other country or system in the world. No one is willing to die to escape America. No one's willing to sail across the shark-infested ocean in makeshift rafts to get away from America. No one is raiding zoos in America to eat the animals. That's precisely why a wall needs to be built to keep people out. Things are just too good here. Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are desperate to change the one thing that makes 1 billion people want to come here. And that's the madness of AOC and today's Democratic Party. My latest commentary that will be in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, maybe one near you. The sad and tragic saga of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I should say, and socialism. Can you imagine anyone wanting socialism? Can you imagine why you'd want socialism? Why do billions of people around the world want to come here? Because we're capitalist, which gives you a chance to make it and gives your kids a chance to make it. So that's why the poor and the socialist morons from around the world who want a welfare state want to come here because we're rich, because of capitalism. And you want to end capitalism? And obviously it's happening. Here's a new article headlining at Breitbart, Socialists Organizing Teachers to Turn Purple States Blue by 2020. A well-funded and subversive leftist movement of teachers in the United States threatens to tilt the political balance nationwide in the direction of Democrats across the country as Republicans barely hang on in key states. Even like Texas, we barely won Ted Cruz. This teachers union effort called Red for Ed, isn't that interesting? Red for communist, has its roots in the very same socialism that President Trump vowed in his 2019 State of the Union address to stop. And it began in its current form in early 2018 in a far-flung corner of the country before spreading nationally. Its stated goals, higher teacher pay, better education conditions, are overshadowed by a more malevolent political agenda, a leftist Democrat uprising designed to flip purple or red states blue, using the might of a significant part of the education system as the lever. The movement takes its name from a political organizing tool first seen in Florida in 2010, when teachers union members wore red to express political opposition to public school reform proposals that encouraged parents and political activists from other unions to join them. Here for the first time, Breitbart News pulls back the mask. So you don't need to hear the whole thing. The point is, you can guess what the whole thing's about. Communist teachers trying to turn the country into a socialist nation. At the same time that's happening, Young America's Foundation releases a report on ridiculous leftist college courses, many targeting Trump in their descriptions. The Young America's Foundation has released a 25th annual comedy and tragedy list of leftist courses at colleges across the nation. So let's get some of these names. They got to be here. Let's see. At Indiana University, they're offering a course on global anarchy, in which they explore everything from Antifa in the streets of Trump's America and anarcho-feminist essays to DIU pink scenes and apocalyptic zombie scenarios. This course seeks to advance a basic understanding of anarchist ideals, practices, and imaginaries. Can you imagine this is what you pay for your kids to go to college for? At Middlebury College, they're offering a class on American misogyny, where they conclude by examining how misogyny informs U.S. culture and politics in the Trump era. Throughout the course, we'll consider how discourses of misogyny are inflected by white, cisgender, ableist, ageist, and class privilege. Do you have any idea what these freaks are talking about? Does anybody know what a cisgender is? Does anybody know what an ableist is? Anyone know what an ageist is? Does anyone give a flying frick? No, not in the real world. Only among weirdos. Weirdos and commies and freaks. At Columbia University, my freak college that I went to, filled with freaks of human nature and communists, a course on fascism, aesthetics, and politics takes aim squarely at the president. The description says that the election of President Trump has renewed interest in the examination of fascism as an ideology, as a political movement, and as a form of governance. The university is also offering classes on practicing intersectionality and gender wars. At Cornell, a course entitled America Confronts the World will make students explore how Donald Trump and Barack Obama give us two visions of America and of the world: xenophobic nationalism and pragmatic cosmopolitanism. Can you imagine pragmatic cosmopolitanism? Is that the one practiced by Bathhouse Barry? What a joke. Another course at the university, Histories of the Apocalypse, from Nostradamus to Nuclear Winter, begins the description by saying Brexit, immigration, and the election of Donald Trump have all been heralded as signs of an imminent apocalypse. Folks, the communists are loose all over the country, brainwashing your children from kindergarten on. That's why they want universal preschool. They want to brainwash your kids starting at the age of three. There's no mommy, there's no daddy. They're gender neutral. You don't have a penis and a vagina. You don't know what you have. You don't know what you are. You're cisgender. Wait till you get out in the real world. Someone kicks the crap out of you for being cisgender, loser. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, War. Wayne Allen Root. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB. Son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, always against socialism and the commies out there, commies, Marxist scum, out to destroy America. Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. And I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. There's nobody with any balls in places like U.K., Germany, Italy, Spain, France, Belgium. It's a joke. There's nobody with any balls anywhere in the world except the USA. Guys like me and Trump and Bill O'Reilly, born and raised in New York, fought on the streets of New York. And by the way, I may be the only one of the three who actually fought on the streets of New York. I don't know how Bill O'Reilly was raised. I've never asked him. But I know Trump was raised, obviously, in a very wealthy home, in a very wealthy neighborhood, with a very wealthy father. The only fighting he did was in military school. I'm sure he was tortured there, and he learned how to fight back. But he never fought for his life. I did, but I'm sure that both Wayne Root, Donald Trump, and Bill O'Reilly fought with our mouths like you can only fight in New York. Trust me, you haven't lived till you've fought with your mouth in New York, till you've used your mouth to prevent yourself from getting killed or in a crack fight, as we used to call it. One guy's talking about your mother and you answer back about his mother. One guy talks about your race and you answer back about his race. And if you don't answer back as vicious as him, you will be destroyed in school for the rest of your life. Destroyed. Everyone will know they could pick on you. Everyone will know that you're a weak target of opportunity. And they'll steal your lunch money and they'll torture you. And the reason you know I'm telling the truth is because I could say I was the tough guy. I was the bully. I was the guy who got tortured. I was the guy they kicked sand, the weakling they kicked sand in. I was the guy with braces, glasses, and acne who got beat up day and night, night and day until I learned how to fight. And then I got so vicious that I became the king of the damn school and the king of the damn neighborhood. And I was the guy who ran around the school protecting the weak protecting all the nerds, protecting all the gays, protecting all the kids who were being tortured. I became the hero. That's quite a turnaround. That's quite an interesting life. Not many people can have that take on life. I had it. So I understand what it takes to avoid being picked on in life. There's only people like me in the USA. They don't exist in other countries. And that's why it's the greatest country in world history. Because there are millions and millions of Wayne Roots. Not just Wayne Root. Millions of Wayne Roots. All the kids I grew up, the roughneck Italians in my neighborhood, the few roughneck Irish, no roughneck Jews. I was it. I never met a roughneck Jew but me, outside of Israel. Now, in Israel, there's lots of roughneck Jews. But in America, they're all soft. That's why they're all liberal. All soft. Never had a fight in their lives. If they did, they get beat every time. And let me tell you, I got beat every time for a long time, for about 3 years. And then, man, I took it out on people like you have no idea. I strutted like a peacock. Anybody dare touch me, I'd knock their teeth out. And that's the only way to survive on the streets of New York. And a few times I didn't fight or knock anyone's teeth out. I used my mouth to get out of trouble. One time, like 30 kids were about to attack me. 30. And the only way to get out was to cross a highway with cars going at 70 miles an hour. I would have been killed. So it was that or face a gang of 30 with broken bottles and knives threatening to hurt me or kill me or ruin my face for the rest of my life. And I talked my way out of it, and by the time I was done, we were all friends and walked away together. That's a guy who knows how to use his mouth. That's called fighting with your mouth. And that's what Donald Trump did on that stage in the Republican debates. It's what Donald Trump did in the debates against Hillary Clinton. It's what Donald Trump did in all the speeches and continues to do in all the speeches. All the very things he was criticized for are the very offensive and horrible and mean-spirited and a bully. Those are all the things you need to learn how to do on the streets of New York, or you wind up being a victim. All right, USA Radio is the place where I spin my tails every single day and wage my battles. I am the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root. Warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. They have over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's FORTEM Resources.com. And we're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime. Love to take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. We'll be right back.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking today at the White House, President Trump updates us on the latest trade negotiations with China.
We'll see what happens. I can only say that the talks with China on trade have gone very, very well. In the meantime, our economy is very strong. We're doing well. I don't know if you noticed, but deficits seem to be coming down. And last month it was reported, and everybody was surprised, but I wasn't surprised. We're taking in a lot of money coming into our treasury from tariffs, from various things, including the steel dumping. And our steel companies are doing really well, aluminum companies also.
The president also signs a directive to establish a U.S. Space Force. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her first appearance at a Supreme Court hearing following her cancer in December. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had been working from home while she recovers from the operation. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. Number one show on Newsmax, by the way. Bill O'Reilly three times a week, not a coincidence. Great job, Bill. Bill brings him in. I keep him for life. And I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market. Not necessarily one that would always go down, but just volatile and unpredictable. You don't know if it's going up. You don't know if it's going down. And you could have your net worth wiped out one way or the other. You need asset protection. You need valuable advice. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. That's not if you buy something. If you ever bought it before, so they understand, you know, so that you understand the value of gold, silver, and precious metals, they want you as a customer. So to get you on board, you don't have to buy a thing. No strings attached. They'll just give you the $199 free gold coin. After you deal with Tangible, they want you to understand you will never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. All right, we got a great guest on to talk about this Jussie Smollett situation, this liar who's ruined his entire life. Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 24-year career, national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy Sutton, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, how are you, man?
I am awesome, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, all kinds of stories. Actually, one breaking as I bring you on the show. Empire actor Jussie Smollett pleaded guilty in 2007 to DUI and providing false information to law enforcement. Is that funny or what? Listen, you want to hear? I got to tell you a funny story.
We have a repeat offender, apparently.
Yeah, let me tell you a funny story. So when this story broke, I believe it all happened on January 29th. I went back to my Twitter feed on January 30th, the next day, which is the day it was reported. The first time I ever heard about it, I went on Twitter, and I went on Facebook, and I went on my radio show, and I went on my TV show, and I said, never happened. Hoax. And I said, you know, I know what never happened. Two white guys on the streets of San Francisco, the streets of Chicago, at 2 in the morning, 20 below zero, in a bad neighborhood with drug dens and prostitutes, wearing red MAGA hats, screaming about Trump and the N-word, carrying a noose to lynch a black man, is the most ridiculous fantasy I've ever heard in my entire life. And I said, number two, even better. He claims they saw him and immediately knew he was the star of Empire and screamed his name and called him the N-word. And I said, no one's ever heard of Jussie Smollett. It's all a fantasy in his mind, man. And it turned out all to be right. I was right. I had the balls to come out and say that, and I was 100% right. And the liberal media believed all of it, and all the politicians lapped it up. All the Democrats said, oh, my God, there's lynchings of black men in the streets of Chicago, and we've got to have anti-lynching legislation. And I was just sitting there laughing. You believe this ridiculous scam? Wow.
Well, when I heard it, my reaction was the same as yours. I said, no way. This is nonsense. And knowing that this guy was an actor, and it was reported that he was, in the process of getting written out of the script. I mean, this had hoax written all over it from the very beginning.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, look, there was an old joke I used to tell on the show all the time. I would say a Republican on the streets of Detroit is just a rumor, right? And so I would say the same thing about a white guy at 2 in the morning on the streets of Chicago carrying a noose. Guys, there's no such thing. Nobody does that. I went into a tirade on my TV show last night, Randy. I kept saying, listen, you know, as much as you liberals want to believe every Trump person's a racist, I know lots of Trump people, and I don't know anyone who walks around going, I want to hang black people. I've never met a person who says that. Maybe in the Deep South 50 years ago. But today, there's no such thing. Nobody walks around wanting to hurt people because they're black. I've never heard anything so stupid in my life, let alone on the streets of a black neighborhood in inner city Chicago. It's ridiculous.
I know. You're absolutely right. It was such clear. You know what? The last time I said something like this was, hands up, don't shoot. I remember hearing that nonsense and saying to myself, no way. And of course, that was probably the biggest perpetuated lie by the media that is in history. And, of course, that's still doing damage to the law enforcement now. But I sincerely hope that after all of this, the district attorney of Chicago doesn't bow out and not prosecute this guy. because after all of this, after the resources that have been spent, the all of the attention that this guy has brought and could have caused some serious issues, if any case ever cried out for prosecution for filing a false police report, it's this one.
Right, and I'm sure that's going to be filed. I hear there's going to be charges filed within a day. But is there any chance, Randy, any chance, we're talking to Randy Sutton, who at one point was the most decorated police officer when he retired in the history of Vegas. I don't know if that's still held up. Is that held up? Or you're just one of the most decorated. How about one of the most decorated?
I think we can be very safe saying one of the.
There you go. But he's a real hero, and I've actually sat at dinner with Randy and heard some of his stories, which are just amazing stories. The bullet shot at this guy, the shots he took at others, and you're an amazing guy, very brave guy. We love the Thin Blue Line. We all appreciate you here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So, but is there any chance that you could file something more serious? Like, as an example, I kept saying the last 48 hours, why couldn't you file hate crime against him when he wanted a hate crime? Thereby, he could have caused, as an example, black people in America to be very angry that someone tried to lynch a black guy in the streets of Chicago, and they could have gone out and they could have lynched or murdered or stabbed to death a white person and saying, this is for Jutsi. He could have caused, like a person who says in a theater, when there is no fire, they scream out fire, and everybody runs and someone gets trampled and dies. Isn't that person guilty of maybe not murder, but manslaughter or aggravated assault or something? Could you file more serious charges because what he did was meant to cause and foment hatred towards white Trump supporters, and someone could have killed them?
I know where you're going with this, but, you know, statutes are pretty narrowly written. Many statutes, in fact, a false police report would only be a misdemeanor crime in many areas. This in Illinois, it's lumped into a whole bunch of. It says, I'll read it real quick to you. The crime of disorderly conduct is committed in Illinois by anyone who transmits or causes to be transmitted in any manner to any peace officer, public employee report to the effect that an offense will be committed, is being committed, or has been committed, knowing the time of transmission there is no reasonable ground for believing that the offense will be committed or has been committed. So basically, this is a class 4 felony. And, which has a maximum of 3 years. There's no way in the world he's going to get 3 years. I doubt if he'll get any time at all. He'll probably get a fine if he gets anything, or he'll plead out to some other offense. But, you know, you can't have a hate crime without having a victim. So now if he had made a false report concerning a specific individual and that individual was then arrested, then you have a victim. With what he did, it's so outrageous. It's beyond belief. There was no serious.
There was no real victim from it other than every Trump supporter in America who felt like suddenly everyone was looking at us and saying what racist we were. But I get it. But let me ask you this, a hypothetical question. What if somebody had gone out, a black person, a liberal white person, an Hispanic person, a person of color, and said, because of what happened to Jussie Smollett, I hate white people, I'm going to go kill the first white people I see, and then murdered him and screamed out with witnesses, this is for Jussie, and then it all turned out to be a hoax like it's been turning out right now, and that person died as a result of his hoax. Could an ambitious, aggressive district attorney have made a very serious case that this guy caused the murder?
You know, it's in the realm of possibility. It is. It's in the realm of possibility.
What I did hear, which is interesting, is someone told me in Chicago, who's very into the whole law enforcement insider information, they told me when police came to him and said, we've got two people of interest, which, of course, were the two Nigerians he hired, he was very happy to hear that. When they told him who it was, he got really scared and really sullen and was a whole different attitude. So he wouldn't have minded if two complete stranger white guys had been arrested for doing something that never happened. He wouldn't have been upset at all, is my conclusion. So right off
you're absolutely right. If the police had rushed to judgment and weren't professional in their investigative zeal and had not done a complete investigation, it could have turned out entirely different. And the fact that they did such a good job, they were able to ascertain who the two accomplices were, really shows some very good investigative work on their part.
Well, it shows some bravery because, let's face it, in Chicago, to go after a black actor who claims white people tried to lynch him, you could have been called, the whole police department could have been called racist because they doubted his story. I'm very impressed with the bravery and the integrity of the Chicago Police Department to actually out this whole thing. I think it was fantastic, you know?
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
All right.
Some of those conversations, I can tell you that.
Well, I do see the FBI is now investigating whether Jesse Smollett was involved in sending a hate letter to himself. And I pointed that out yesterday, by the way, Randy Sutton, that letter that started all this was obviously sent by him and the Nigerians as well. And that involves U.S. postal laws. So perhaps this is a lot more serious than any of us think. Maybe we'll get 3 years in prison based on federal laws violated, including U.S. postal laws. So we'll see. Randy Sutton, retired Metro police lieutenant, 24-year career, real hero. Thank you, Randy.
Always a pleasure, Warner. See you later.
Wayne Allyn, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You want to be healthier? It all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Oh, that is so funny. My board op, who manages the whole show, Chris Campbell, great guy, and he loves telling me good funny jokes from the internet. All of them offensive, and I love it. The more offensive, the better. Jussie Smollett is the first ever American to scam the Nigerians. That's a great one. I love that one. It's an American scam played on Nigerians. Hilarious, you know, because he's got the two Nigerian friends who he convinced for $7,000. They should play two white guys who love Trump and wear red hats and want to take a noose and hang him, lynch him. So an American scammed Nigerians. That's funny. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Very special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. $15 billion. It was considered one of the great stocks ever on Wall Street. 15 cents to $200. I'm not sure how many stocks, maybe five in history, have ever done that. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry. He's worked with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They own the rights to the 180 square mile, not acre, mile, City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's Fordham Resources. F-O-R-T-E-M.com. FordhamResources.com. All right. Here's another reason why we need a wall. You have no idea how horrible things are in Mexico. A Mexican businesswoman who ran an aluminum company with her husband in the coastal city of Coatzacoalcos, I think it's pronounced, in the state of Veracruz. Like the way I said that? Coatzacoalcos. In the state of Veracruz. Wayne Root is part Jewish, part Hispanic. Veracruz. And she gets kidnapped, and they say you got to pay 4 million Mexican pesos, which probably is about $1.50 in American dollars. And her husband didn't want to pay the ransom, so they cut her head off. This poor lady, Susana Carrera. And by the way, a mother, a wife, very pretty. I saw a picture on the internet, beautiful woman. They cut her head off, and they put it in a bag and left it by the side of the road. Can you imagine when the husband found out? And they said she was killed because her husband didn't want to pay the ransom. And, of course, he says that's not the case. He says he tried to get up the money in the time they wanted it collected, and he couldn't get the money up. He's not as rich as they thought he was, and so he couldn't pay them. Oh, by the way, 4 million Mexican pesos. I was close. It's a lot closer to $1.97 than it is 4 million American dollars. It's $207,000. In any case, the family confirmed they could not collect the funds for the ransom. And hours after her body was found, her husband confirmed her death in a message on social media. Husband's name, Luis Manriquez. I wonder if Luis would argue that we need a wall to not let scummy animals like this into our country. Scummy animals. Human filth. Human garbage. They cut a beautiful woman's head off because the husband didn't pay fast enough. Wow. More interesting stuff going on in the world today. Trump administration launches a global effort to decriminalize homosexuality with our U.N. Ambassador to, what is it, Germany? I believe Germany, yeah. U.S. Ambassador, not U.N., U.S. Ambassador to Germany, who could become the next U.N. Ambassador. He's openly gay. His name is Richard Grenell. I've known this for a long time now that he's gay. And I have no problem with it. I've never cared. You know, this is what liberals don't understand. I don't want you throwing in my face. I don't want you telling me I got to be gay. I don't want you teaching my kids gay is wonderful. I don't want you teaching my kids transgender is wonderful. I don't want transgenders in women's bathrooms where they can murder and rape somebody I love. I don't want transgenders claiming men, claiming they're women and joining a wrestling team or any other kind of team and going on trips with my daughters or hanging out in the locker room with my daughters or going in the jacuzzi at the gym with my wife. Making believe they're women, it just opens up the world to horrible things. I don't want transgenders serving in the military. But other than that, just like I've never been an anti-abortion guy, all I said was no third trimester. Don't do extreme stuff. Other than that, I'll be moderate and reasonable. But you're so extreme that you turn people like me, average Americans, off. And so I've now become stridently anti-abortion because now I see that you want to murder a baby after they're born. I can't even allow it at all anymore. It's so disgusting. And I realize where you always go, give you an inch, give liberals an inch, they want a mile. And it's the same thing with this gay stuff. I've never been anti-gay. I am against transgenders in the military. I don't want a guy wearing high heels with breasts hanging out in the foxhole with me. Sorry. And I don't want transgenders using that as an excuse to go in the bathroom and rape somebody, so it'll be a man making believe he's a woman, going in the woman's room, and then he sees your six-year-old daughter, and guess what? We all got a problem. I understand how bad this is, and how extreme this is. But as far as the general idea of gays, no problem at all. God made you that way. I got no problem. No problem at all. Trump administration launches global effort to decriminalize homosexuality. I agree 100%. If you're good, I'm a Republican because I believe performance is everything. If you're good at the job, I don't care if you're gay. If you're good, you deserve to be a Marine. If you're good, you deserve to be a cop. If you're good, you deserve to be a lawyer, a fireman, whatever it is. Good job, Trump.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ooh.